Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Buchstabieren is to spell. Buchstabieren. How would you say I spell? Ich buchstabiere. Buch. Yeah. Sometimes you can hear it a little bit stronger. Buch. Sometimes a little bit softer. Buch. But it's not the soft CH sound when you say ich. Yeah, because you have an U in front. Whenever you have a U, O, or A in front of the CH, it's the stronger sound. Buch. Yeah, like book. Das Buch. So, buchstabieren. Buchstabieren. Ich buchstabiere. I spell. How would you say I spell my name? Ich buchstabiere meinen Namen. You see, meinen Namen. Buchstabieren is an accusative verb. So it triggers accusative endings. Der Name, the name, is masculine. In accusative, den. The masculine accusative article is den. So we say, ich buchstabiere den Namen. So Namen gets also an additional N. The reason is because it's a so-called weak noun, and weak nouns get an additional N when they're used as an object. So these weak nouns will get an additional N when they're used as an object. Ich buchstabiere den Namen. How would you say I spell the name? Ich buchstabiere den Namen. How would you say I spell your name? Ich buchstabiere deinen Namen. How would you say I spell her name? Ich buchstabiere ihren Namen. How would you say I spell his name? Ich buchstabiere seinen Namen. How would you say, I spell your name, sir? Ich buchstabiere ihren Namen. You see, here we use ihren again, referring to you, sir. Your name, sir. This ihren is capitalized, so written with a capital I. Since we're referring to you, sir. If we say ihren referring to her, then it's written in lowercase. So you see, ihren Namen, her name, or your name, sir. Seinen Namen, his name. Deinen Namen, your name. These are possessive articles. And we carry on the same en ending for the accusative masculine. How would you say, I spell now my name? Ich buchstabiere jetzt meinen Namen. How would you say, can you spell the name? Kannst du den Namen buchstabieren? You see, we're using here the modal verb, können, the auxiliary verb. Kannst du den Namen buchstabieren? Can you spell the name? And we're using two verbs, können, to express what you can. Kannst du, can you. And the second verb now, buchstabieren, is kicked to the very end. Kannst du den Namen buchstabieren? Can you the name spell? Keep in mind, in German, when you use two verbs or two parts of verbs, the second one is kicked to the end. How would you say, can you spell your name? Kannst du deinen Namen buchstabieren? But you might hear it sometimes or oftentimes in a more polite way when someone asks you. How would you say, can you, sir, spell your name? Können Sie Ihren Namen buchstabieren? How would you say, can you, sir, spell your name, please? Können Sie bitte Ihren Namen buchstabieren? You could place the bitte also later, for example. Können Sie Ihren Namen bitte buchstabieren? Or maybe even starting. Bitte können Sie Ihren Namen buchstabieren? But what is key is that buchstabieren here used as the second verb is kicked to the end. How would you say, can you, sir, spell the name, please? Können Sie bitte den Namen buchstabieren? How would you say, can you, sir, spell her name, please? Können Sie bitte Ihren Namen buchstabieren? How would you say, can you, sir, spell his name, please? Können Sie bitte seinen Namen buchstabieren? How would you say, I can spell the name? Ich kann den Namen buchstabieren. How would you say, I can spell my name? Ich kann meinen Namen buchstabieren. How would you say, I can't spell my name? Ich kann meinen Namen nicht buchstabieren. How would you say, I can't spell my name in German? Ich kann meinen Namen nicht auf Deutsch buchstabieren. You see, the sentence is now longer, but buchstabieren is still at the end. And we say auf Deutsch in German. So for the language, we use the preposition auf when we refer to speak in a language. So in German, auf Deutsch. Ich kann meinen Namen nicht auf Deutsch buchstabieren. I can't spell my name in German. How would you say, I can spell my name in English? Ich kann meinen Namen auf Englisch buchstabieren. How would you say, I can only spell my name in English? Ich kann meinen Namen nur auf Englisch buchstabieren. You see, only, nur. Ich kann meinen Namen nur auf Englisch buchstabieren. How would you say, can you, sir, spell your name in German, please? Können Sie bitte Ihren Namen auf Deutsch buchstabieren? How would you say, can he spell his name in German? Kann er seinen Namen auf Deutsch buchstabieren? How would you say, can she spell her name in German? Kann sie ihren Namen auf Deutsch buchstabieren? Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb lernen, to learn. Lernen, to learn.
Like when you say, I'm learning German.
So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.